need somebody. Help! Not just anybody. Help! You know I need someone. Help! When I was younger, so much younger than today.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. So glad you could join us this morning because I've got some special guests in the studio. I've been wanting to get these folks on the show for quite a while now. Super excited to have our friends from the Help and Hope Clinic. Get it? Help and Hope Clinic. Sally Bergosh is here, executive director. We've got Carla Davis, and she is in charge of, tell me again.
I am in charge of education and outreach.
Education and outreach. So we've got plenty of time here to talk about, I guess right off the bat, what is the Health and Hope Clinic? Tell me all about it.
So my word this morning is gratitude. And we have the awesome experience of getting to represent all of these 390 volunteer doctors, dentists, nurses, and surgeons. We're like a Doctors Without Borders for your local community. We've been around since 2019. We're doing free medical, dental, mental health, specialty care, and we did $4.5 million in free pharmaceuticals last year.
Wow, that's unbelievable. Really?
Amazing.
Really, that's unbelievable.
Yeah. So, and then where Carla comes in is we're doing a ton with like outreach and education. We're trying to move beyond the walls now of Pensacola, of our location behind Olive Baptist Church, and we're going out and doing a ton of outreach and education in the community, and I'll let Carla talk about that.
Okay, mm-hmm. Great. So Carla, tell us all about it.
Yeah, so we're super excited. We have the opportunity to go out and educate our community. We really want to encourage them to know their numbers, and it's really a conversation starter. Mm-hmm. Many times there's an issue with access to care, so our goal is really to go out and inform the community that if they don't have insurance coverage, we have a great opportunity. And just as Sally always says, we are truly there to offer health and hope, and we give them an opportunity to be able to feel good about themselves in so many different ways.
So someone can come to the clinic without insurance?
Definitely. That is our population that we serve.
Okay. That's incredible, because guess what? There's a lot of folks that don't have it. And, you know, there's such a misnomer or myth about the fact that you have this idea of people taking handouts, da-da-da-da, all this negativity and all that kind of stuff. That is not the case here. A lot of these folks are families who are working and have kids and are doing the best they can to survive in what is right now a very difficult economy. And I think we're seeing more and more people that maybe wouldn't have come 10 years ago that now need help today. Wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. We're tracking all of that in our data dives that we do every month. But I'm here to tell you that there's so many people that are falling through the crack of healthcare. Mm-hmm. And so I love it, no matter how they find us, but usually it's from the ERs at all three hospital entities. They're all great partners of ours that are providing some of those surgeries and things like that. But they refer people to us every day. And it's interesting to learn that a lot of them are working two or three jobs. Maybe they make just enough to put food on the table,
but
not enough for those extras like healthcare. A lot of them, we call us our generation, Meg, the sandwich generation, because they're taking care of parents, but they're taking care of kids. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've grown. When I started at the clinic in 2019, but we've been around for 22 years. When I started in 2019, we were at 600 patients. I have data straight off the press that we are at 20,000 patient visits last year.
Oh my gosh.
2,148 unique patients, and we're doing all of this care for free because of these good people that are like saints to me, mm-hmm. that come out and that are serving. We also are like a how do I call it? Like the next workforce for healthcare. Mm-hmm. So we have probably 15, 20 different schools coming through, PA programs from University of Florida, FSU Med School, Pharmacy School, FAMU, PSC, PCC, UWF, and it goes on and on. The social workers are here. So it's just amazing to see what we can do if everybody pulls together in the community. Mm-hmm. If every doctor, dentist, surgeon gave 1 hour one day a week or 1 hour a month, mm-hmm. what could we do, right?
Right. Oh, my God. I had no idea that with the number of patients that you're seeing.
It's amazing, the growth.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Now, do you take Medicare and insurance or any of those types of things? Or
we do not. That's why we exist, because we're the last safety net of care. We have wonderful partners that do all of that. For example, mm-hmm. Community Health Northwest Florida, run by the fabulous Chandra Smiley. She does a great job with people that have maybe Medicare or Medicaid and they qualify. We're that last safety net.
Right.
So, in fact, we try and get a letter from them that says they were denied so that we can serve them.
Thank God for you.
Yeah. 'Cause
what would people do without you?
Well, and it's very, very fulfilling. But I'm telling you, with the budget cuts out there right now, there's so much opportunity for people to give back. And it's not just if you're medical. Mm-hmm. So some of my favorite Angels in the Mist with Sue Strong that I give to Sue, because it's like throwing a dart out in my lobby of, you know, everybody's a saint there.
Yes.
But I have people that have been serving in our clinic for over 15 years that aren't medical.
Wow. Volunteers?
Volunteers. Incredible. It's all volunteer driven.
Wow. That's amazing.
It is.
So how many are on staff currently?
We have 5 full-time staff.
And oh my gosh, and you're navigating
390 volunteer doctors, dentists, surgeons, and non-medical.
That's incredible.
And then all the students.
Okay, mm-hmm. So in terms of funding, then how mm-hmm. can folks help with that? If they can't volunteer, but maybe they want to contribute something, how do I go about doing that?
So we have a once-a-year annual Christmas at the Clinic Gala. Mm-hmm. It's always the first Tuesday after Thanksgiving. Pensacola Country Club has been so good to us. It would be really hard to change the venue ever because they've just been amazing and very generous. But basically, we raised $250,000 last year.
Whoa.
People came. In fact, your station owner, Mary Hoxing, was there and said, "Where has this been? I love this." So I just think it's fun to like get everybody involved. Mm-hmm. Okay, our big famous saying is that Christmas comes in July, because we have 25 women right now that are running all over Pensacola and getting Botox and gift cards and all of our favorite restaurants. We basically decorate it with a bow over a tree or a wreath, and we call it our Christmas gala. It's been amazing.
Nice. Okay.
They can also go to our website, though. And mm-hmm. I mean, for, you know, $100 a month or $100 a year, you can sponsor a patient in some way.
Oh, that's almost like being a little angel.
It is. And we have amazing stories every day of people that walk through our door.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want me to tell you one?
Absolutely.
This was one that comes right off the top of my head. This was a couple of weeks ago. We had a guy come in, and he had MacGyvered. He was a veteran. By the way, we serve a lot of veterans at fall in and out of their benefits. Mm-hmm. And this guy came in and he had MacGyvered a fake leg, like a prosthetic leg, because he needed one, but he didn't have health care plans.
Oh my gosh.
So he came in, and my health navigator team, led by this amazing 30-year veteran nurse, Kelly Murray, and she said, "Do I want to go down this rabbit hole, Miss Burgosh?" I said, "Let's call a couple places." She started to give her spiel. On the second place she called, the guy goes, "Stop right there. I know who you are and I want to help."
Aww.
Over on Kempstrand, and they helped and they fit him with a prosthetic leg. How
no
amazing.
One, oh, no one should be not have that. I mean, in this rich society that we have, everybody should have that kind of care.
It's really neat to see what else should we be doing.
Mm-hmm.
We gave a tour recently with the CEO of Sacred Heart Ascension, the fabulous Will Condon.
Mm-hmm.
And he got about halfway around the clinic and he said, "I want to be part of this. Why am I doing this?" So he's taken on all of our oncology and our lung screenings. And
fantastic.
Baptist has been amazing and with us from the beginning in 2003.
Wow.
So
incredible.
They do a lot for the clinic as well. Yeah. Tons
okay.
of.
Okay. Yeah. Well, if you just joined us, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And our experts this morning are Sally Burgosh and Carla Davis with Health and Hope Clinic. Unfortunately, our text line is down, but if you want to call in with a question, 850-437-1620, we will be back in just a couple minutes to hear more about Health and Hope and maybe how you can help them right here on Pep Talk. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And our guests this morning are Sally Burgosh and Carla Davis from Health and Hope Clinic. I am so excited to have them here because I've wanted to talk about this group for a long time. And I'm even learning some things this morning. So let's continue our conversation because we got talking in the break here. So let's continue that conversation for our listeners.
Okay. So a lot of people don't understand the concept of Health and Hope Clinic. We are a brick and mortar place as well. We are right there on Olive and Davis. And we are for the uninsured. And basically, we take no money from the patients. So it's a pretty amazing bang for your buck, too, for donors are looking for a way to give back. But it's also, I mean, I know that everybody knows somebody who doesn't have health care, right? Or a dental plan or whatever. It's all encompassing. We treat the whole patient, mind, body, soul. What I think our secret sauce is we have so many specialists now coming into the clinic, from cardiology to GI doctors to
I look on your website and
optometry,
you have everything.
Dermatology,
women's health services. You have
dental, mental, everything.
Neurology, general surgery. I mean, you have everything.
Right. So they're doing a good job of kind of vetting the patient. We're on the bus line. We know they're getting there because they're patients of ours. And then we have these wonderful partners if it does need to go further beyond the walls of the clinic. Something important I think I want to talk about also is we just had our grand opening of a vision I had 2 years ago with a lot of our partners. Hey, wouldn't it be great if we could even take this further? At the hospitals, they do a wonderful job, but really in the big pie graph of life, they're treating just like a little tiny bit of that health problem for a patient. we want to tackle all those other pieces that we know directly impact their overall health outcomes. So we took it on. We created a health and wellness center. Mm-hmm. We added this whole new building next door to our building, so it's attached. And it's amazing what we're doing there. We have gardening classes and a garden that Florida Blue sponsored between the two buildings.
Oh, wow.
We're showing people how to grow their own food. We're doing health and wellness. We have a DO doctor who does, chime in here, Carla.
Yeah, so our DO doctor, she's referencing is Dr.
And
Erin.
DO stands for?
She's a doctor of osteopathic medicine.
Uh-huh,
so
see?
She is actually board certified in lifestyle medicine.
Harvard trained.
Wow. Yes, she's a retired OBGYN who just really wanted to improve her health. So really our goal is to teach patients how to use food as medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Many times patients don't want to go the conventional route. They really want to use holistic methods.
Sure.
And it's really teaching them through plant-based eating. But guess what? If you're not plant-based, we're going to meet you where you are. The nice thing about having our garden that Florida Blue sponsored is that we are actually able to show farm to table.
Mm-hmm.
So you can look on our Facebook page. Feel free to follow us. The classes are open to the community. We really want people to not only know your numbers, but there's ways that you can actually improve your numbers so that, as Sally said, you are healthy mind, body, soul, and spirit.
Fantastic.
We also have a fruit and veggie program that kind of got off the ground with Peter Mouget's support mm-hmm. over at Levin Papantonio. He partnered with American Heart Association, and we're doing these fruit and veggie boxes from the farm locally over on Mobile Highway. Everybody's been there. They create these boxes, and we have 100 patients on Wednesday picking up their fruit and veggie boxes. And I love how a patient put it to me back in the lobby. I love being in our lobby. And she said, "Ms. Burgosh, I love that you don't just hand us a diagnosis and a bottle of pills and say, oh, I'm so sorry, you're diabetic now. Try and move more. Goodbye." And she said, "I like it that you come behind us, you enroll us in the fruit and veggie program.
Right.
You get us moving. We have exercise physiology UWF students that are amazing, that do health and wellness movement classes Monday through Thursday."
I had no idea about all this.
Yeah.
I love
yes.
this.
And
this
by the way, all of our health education is open to everybody in the community.
Really?
So you don't have to be a patient to come and learn how to cook well, right?
Okay.
Or
all
to move or to. And so it's pretty amazing all the different pieces we're trying to tackle.
Mm-hmm. Come and visit us this Saturday at 11 o'clock. We actually have a class that we'll be putting on to really teach people how to use food as medicine. And the nice thing about that class is we now have our Spanish speaking population who are able to join us, because on Saturdays we're also doing something wonderful. Our lovely dental manager decided she wanted to teach our patients how to learn English. So she's teaching our Spanish speakers English. And then our English speakers are wanting to learn Spanish. So we're really able to really bridge the entire community together.
That's amazing. So, I love that.
So many of our interpreters were saying, hey, we thought we'd have to know more medical terms and dental terms. But really what we're spending a lot of time on with your patients is just explaining processes.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, we started these Saturday classes just to kind of teach the Spanish population how to be a patient.
Well, sure, it's all different
right?
here, I would imagine, from whatever country you're from.
Right.
Wow. This is fantastic.
Yeah, so very, very impactful. I started talking a little bit about some of those other pieces we're doing in the health and wellness wing. We're teaching people that are, we can run a data report that Carla helps us with data, and we find out how many people are turning 65 in the next 6 months or a year,
mm-hmm.
and we have classes on how to get on Medicaid.
Which is complicated,
that.
By the way.
Very complicated.
Very,
I heard I got to take a boot camp before I get there.
I'm telling you, it really is. Well, see, so you have the health and wellness, plus you have the actual clinic, which is providing services every
exactly.
day.
Exactly.
And what are your hours and operating hours?
We're open all the time, but 8 to 1, our core clinic times where we are seeing the patients Monday through Friday. And then on Tuesday and Thursday, we see patients 8 in the morning to 8 at night.
Wow. Okay.
So I love it when a doctor that's busy tells me, oh, that's something I'm going to do when I retire. It's refreshing to me to see all these young doctors that are really giving of their time too.
Mm-hmm.
Because come on, you could come in one Tuesday or Thursday night a month and really make a difference with
Absolutely.
Us.
Absolutely. Okay. We're talking with our friends at Health and Hope Clinic, and you can go to their website, which is...
It is healthandhopeclinic.org.
That's pretty easy to remember. Healthandhopeclinic.org. We're going to come back in just a couple minutes talking with Sally Burgosh, the executive director, Carla Davis, who is in education and outreach. We appreciate you being here, and we'll be back in just a couple minutes on Pep Talk. This is Pep Talk. Our friends from Health and Hope Clinic are here. We just got a few minutes left. Carla, why don't you tell us a little bit about some of the other programs you have?
Awesome. So one of the other things that's really important is we have behavioral health services. So if you are a citizen in any of the four counties here in Pensacola, we want you to be able to know that you have a place where you can get help. So we have the second Monday of every month, we partnered with NAMI, and we have a family support group. So the entire family can actually come and receive counseling services. Also on Wednesdays at 3:30, anyone can come in and drop in and receive free therapy services Wow. as well. And then we also have a men's support group. So we're super excited about our partnerships that we have. As Sally mentioned, our health and wellness wing, we're there to also offer mental health counseling. So really, if anyone is feeling down or you just need someone to talk to, we are a solution for you.
That's amazing. So you're offering clinical care, health and wellness, so many different things. It's really extraordinary. Really, hats off to the service you're doing to the underserved in our community.
It's our greatest privilege to get to represent all the people that are really doing the heavy lifting, and those are all these wonderful volunteers. Mm-hmm. Dental, everything that walks through the door, it seems like, needs dental or mental health. We're doing extractions, the restorative dental, which are the fillings, and then root canals. We do our own in-house x-rays. It's just extraordinary, the extent of the work that we're doing as well. If anybody wants to come find us, we're at healthandhopeclinic.org. We're also all over Facebook. Mm-hmm. You'll see all of Carla Davis's wonderful team that goes out to the community. They're at every event you can think of. Lots of back-to-school events right now.
Right.
Yes, we're primarily for people that don't have insurance, so it's 18 to 65 usually. But I can tell you, all of those kids at these back-to-school events have parents.
Right, of course.
So we want to make sure that they know about where they can get help as well.
Okay, so you're, the 18 to 65 is the range. Your hours, again, days that you're open.
8 to 1 for primary, for most, you know, the care that's going on. Mm-hmm. We're open 8 to 4 or 8 to 5. And then Tuesday and Thursday, we're open 8 to 8 because we have doctors and dentists there all day long. So okay, it's amazing.
Okay. And you're not up on the weekends. So just Monday through Friday, is that correct?
Well, right. Well, we do health and wellness classes on the weekend.
That's right.
We have our Spanish class and cooking classes and things like that.
I gotcha. Okay. Talking with our friends at Health at Hope Clinic. So many. I'm looking on the website and I'm like amazed at all the different services you brought. 390 volunteers. So no one's actually getting paid as far as the doctors and all the people that are volunteering.
It's amazing.
Wow.
People coming together, the community coming together. You guys have been gracious to us as well. I also want to say we're a faith-based clinic, and I love the fact that I'm picky about who our surgeons are, but I'm even more picky about who's in my lobby. Their job description is they have to love on our patients, meet them where they are, give them their dignity, and always offer prayer.
I love it. Thank you both so much. I know how busy you are to come in this morning and be on the show. We're going to have you back again because I've got 1,000 more questions now that I've heard you. Give that website and phone number one more time.
Healthandhopeclinic.org, 850-479-4456. Thank you.
Hats off to both of you.
Thank you, Brad.
Sally Burgosh, Executive Director, Carla Davis, Education and Outreach. Thank you so much for what you're doing for our community.